Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yo, it is another edition of Phillies Today. It is Monday, April the 23rd, as we are coming off a weekend of three wins in three games for the Philadelphia Phillies as they sweep the four-game series with the Pittsburgh Pirates, obviously coming off the win on Thursday with Jake Arrieta looking like Cy Young Jake Arrieta, just dominating the Pirates in game one of the series. And nothing changed over the weekend. Granted, not quite as dominant in each game, the Phillies, but the pitching just outstanding. The Phillies allow five runs all weekend. They win on Friday 2-1, Saturday 6-2, and then yesterday a 3-2 victory in 11 innings. The Phillies have the best pitching ERA in the National League. The starting rotation, the bullpen, everyone has just been absolutely outstanding. It's really hard to believe that we are sitting here almost a month through the season, and the Phillies pitching has been the thing that has really stood out as spectacular, especially after that opening day start, just lights out since then, as the Phillies pitching staff just really propelling this team onward to a 14-7 record. It is the third best record in the National League, only a half a game behind the 14-6 New York Mets in the National League East, as the Phillies just keep winning baseball games. The Phillies have been just so impressive. When they are not playing the Braves, all they do is win. They just consistently win the Braves. Of course, they are 2-4 against the Braves on the season, and then against every other team in baseball, they are 12-3 so far this season. So certainly doing a much better job against non-Braves competition, but on the whole, just a terrific turnaround for this Phillies team after the 1-5 start, you know, and the calls for Kapler's heads. Think about this: since the 1-5 start, the Phillies are 13-2. They're 13-2 since people came out and booed the man at home, and everyone went crazy, and that whole thing. They are 13-2, and they have been playing terrific baseball, and they're winning gutty games. You know, they're playing tough baseball. You know, again, the win yesterday, 3-2 in 11 innings, and we'll go through all the games of the weekend, but 3-2 in 11 innings. They are now 4-0 in 11-inning games. They're 6-1 in one-run games. They are playing really good baseball in really tough situations, and again, I know the Pirates are not the best team in baseball. By the time it's all said and done, they're probably a 500 at best type team, but it was still a team that came into Philadelphia sitting at 12-7, and now is leaving after losing four straight games to this Phillies team. It started on Friday with the 2-1 victory. Just a really close game throughout for this Phillies team, as it was a really tough fought contest. Luis Garcia ends up getting the win, and Hector Neris shuts down the ninth. It really came down to a 1-1 game into the eighth inning. It was funny that both runs scored in the sixth inning, 0-0 heading into the sixth, as the Phillies get a really nice outing from Ben Lively. Six innings, one earned run, five hits, three walks, four strikeouts. It was one of those outings where Lively didn't necessarily look particularly dominant, but really just came through when needed and got himself out of some tough situations. But comes up to the eighth inning and the Phillies 1-1 game, and you're wondering if they're going to be able to get it done as this team has just consistently come through in big spots. Cesar Hernandez rips a double into right field, and then one batter later, Carlos Santana moves him over to third base with a out on the right-hand side of the field, hits it to first base out at first, and then Odubel Herrera steps to the plate and rips a shot into right field. Ends up being a triple, scores the run, 2-1. Hector Neris comes in, shuts it down in the ninth, and the Phillies win on Friday 2-1 to improve at that point to 12-7 on the season. Come out Saturday, a little bit more of a definitive win, though. It wasn't easy by any means, as the Phillies win this one 6-2 on the back of Aaron Nola. You always feel good with Nola going out there, and it was good to have Aaron Nola on the hill on Saturday. Nola goes seven innings, only six hits allowed, no walks, nine strikeouts, only two earned runs, gets the win. The bullpen comes in and shuts it down from there as Luis Garcia, Adam Morgan, and Hector Neris combine for a two shutout innings, though Adam Morgan didn't really do much in there. Really, Neris and Garcia get the job done as Morgan did not record an out. But the Phillies able to get some runs in this one as really the game was won. It was 2-0 heading in to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Reese Hoskins stepped to the plate with two runners on base, and Hoskins rips it into the night into left field. I should say in the afternoon into left field as a three-run shot scoring Santana and Herrera. The Phillies would add on some insurance runs in the eighth inning as Hoskins again singles in a run, Kingery singles in a run, Alfaro grounds in a run, and the Phillies take a 6-2 lead into the ninth and end up closing it out for their second win of the season to improve to 13-7, and then it all came down to the chance. Again, the series already won on Saturday. Always fun when it's a four-game set is done before the fourth game begins, but the Phillies looking for that sweep, looking to improve to 14-7, and able to do it as they go out on Sunday. They get a really nice outing. What else is new from Nick Cy Pivetta? I should call him Cy Young Pivetta now. Well, let's not get carried away, but Nick Pivetta does throw another nice outing. 6 1/3, 5 hits allowed, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts, only 2 earned runs. Does not get the win as Yaxel Rios gets that job done in the 11th inning. Again, the Phillies go 11, but Nick Pivetta gives up 2-6 1/3, and then what does the bullpen do? They come in and they shut it down. Yes, again, Adubre Ramos, two-thirds of an inning, shutout innings. Tommy Hunter making his first appearance as a Philly this season, first appearance as a Philly since coming over. Hobie Milner, option of the minors to make that move. A little bit of a surprise there. We were trying to figure out who would be. Drew Hutchinson was a name that I thought potentially, but filled a role that they didn't have. And Hobie Milner, the devastating lefty. Who would have thought back in week one when good old Gabe Kapler brought in Hobie Milner to face Freddie Freeman and it caused all the strife and all that, that only a few weeks later Hobie Milner would be back in the minors. Can't complain as Tommy Hunter joins the staff. Almost unfair to add a reliever of Tommy Hunter's caliber. They're basically putting their best reliever in the pen right now. In right now with Tommy Hunter. He's that good. And Hunter comes in, gets the job done in his first outing of the season. Pitches a scoreless, perfect inning. Then Victor Arano comes in, gets two innings of scoreless work done. However, Victor Arano, the end of his perfect game streak as he went 32 straight outs dating back to last season, does give up his first hit of the season, his first walk of the season, but able to get out of two innings without giving up a run. And then Yaxel Rios comes in and shuts it down in the 11th, able to get the win as the Phillies finally tack on a couple of runs after that, tack on one run there as they had gotten a run earlier in the game on a Nick Pivetta double as he doubled in Andrew Knapp. Andrew Knapp tripled and gets doubled in, and triple later. Knapp scores, and then Hernandez hits a sacrifice fly in the fifth inning to score Pivetta after that. So they get both the runs in the fifth to tie the game up. Basically, all the runs in that point scored in the fifth is Diaz homered, two-run homer for the Pirates. And then we get to the 11th, and Aaron Altherr would come into the game earlier as a pinch hitter for Nick Pivetta, stays in the game, ends up going 3-for-3 at a triple earlier in this spot, ends up singling in Andrew Knapp, who had tripled, and in the bottom of the 11th, a walk-off victory for the Philadelphia Phillies as, again, they improve to 14-7. Really just outstanding baseball from this team yesterday as you saw them just fight tooth and nail. Again, down 2-0. They come back right after that and put two back on the board. They did the same thing in Saturday's game as they fall down 2-0 right back as Reese Hoskins hits that three-run homer. This team's resilient. And again, we know the competition hasn't been the stiffest yet so far, but this is a resilient baseball team, and they're finding ways to win games, and they're finding ways to win close, tight games. Like I said before, 4-0 so far this season in extra innings. They're 6-1. In one-run baseball games, those are numbers that will end up mattering at the end of the season. You know, when teams end up, you know, winning more games than people expect them to, it's usually because of those types of factors, because of a great record in one-run games. And again, it also, while again, there can be some Complaints isn't the right word, but if people want to say the Phillies haven't played the hardest schedule so far, it's certainly fair. I think we all know the Rays are bad. The Reds already fired their manager. That's how bad they've been. The Marlins probably going to be the worst team in baseball this season, and the Braves, who've been the best of all those teams, sitting at 12-8, are the one that have given the Phillies the most trouble. But also the Pirates had played well until coming in here, and if nothing else, they're a solid baseball team. Maybe not a great one, but look, you can only beat who you play, and we'll get into coming up this week because people won't be able to say much more this week as the Phillies have their toughest competition of the season coming up. We'll get to that. But all you can do is beat who you play. And more so, I think these types of wins for a young team with a new manager, especially after that first week, to kind of fight back together and to build something together, I think it can only help in the long term. It can only, A, show these guys that they can win these types of games, that they're talented enough, that they're resilient enough, that, you know, I think you see it a lot in baseball where teams really need to believe that they can win in these situations. And the more times you have those reps in those big spots, the more times you're down and you come back to win, the more times you win an extra inning baseball game, yet that's that stuff for those reps, that mental reserve, that bank of memories where you're like, you know you could do it. And you believe that you could do it in those situations. And yeah, it's not necessarily scientific or anything, but I think there's something really to that. And I think that that's a reason why there are certain teams that just always fight back and always win games despite people thinking they're not going to win. And who knows if this team's going to be that over the long haul, but it certainly seems so far this season that they are a resilient group, that they are going to fight hard in these types of games, and they're going to, and again, you know, look, talent wins out ultimately, and or at least for the most part, you know, the most healthy, talented teams usually end up doing well, but this is a talented team. That's the thing with this Phillies team, especially when it's pitching like this. We all thought they were going to be talented offensively, right? I mean, we came into this season saying that's going to be the strength of this baseball team. What we didn't expect was them to have the best ERA in the National League as a starting staff, as a bullpen. With this bullpen, and look, you can quibble with the starters and say they haven't faced great lineups yet. That's fair. And you could say the same for the bullpen, but this bullpen is legit. All you got to do is watch them, know this is a talented bullpen with a lot of guys you can count on. And that really matters for teams that are trying to contend. And then this starting staff, look, again, I know I mentioned it a few times in the last couple of weeks talking about Nick Pivetta, but whether it's about Velasquez, Pivetta, any of these guys, whoever you're facing, building confidence is huge. As a pitcher, to go out on the hill to know that you're going to get those guys out, to believe in your ability to get those guys out, is everything. And I don't care if it's against whoever it's against. You need to build that confidence and feel that way going in that you have that. And I think that this experience so far, the start of the season, has shown these guys to trust their stuff, to trust their teammates, that their defense is going to have their back and all that stuff. And I think it matters. And I think this 14-7 start is no fluke, regardless of who the competition is. I think it's going to carry over. And I thought they were going to make the playoffs before the season started. Obviously, I'm not going to change that now, but whether they do or don't, this experience is going to matter. And I think this team is going to play meaningful games because they've shown that they can play tough baseball and they're talented. And there's a lot of guys you can count on to come through in big spots. Every single one of these close games, it feels like it's a different guy coming through with a big hit. And that's especially exciting for such a young group of guys managed by a guy who, again, first year as a manager and also someone who obviously had a rough start to his tenure. It's been really, really exciting to see how this team has battled back. And again, coming off the three wins this weekend, sitting at 14-7, double the amount of wins that they have losses at the moment. Really exciting stuff. And speaking of exciting, huge week of baseball coming up as the Phillies, 6 games left on this 10-game homestand. They are 4-0 to start the stand, obviously, as they again sweep the Pirates in 4 straight. But the 6 biggest are coming up. As the team with the best record in the National League, it's not the Phillies, it's not the Mets, as they're half game behind the Mets, the Phillies are. And the Mets do not have the best record in baseball because in the National League, obviously the Red Sox have the best record in baseball, but in the National League, the team with the best record is the Arizona Diamondbacks. Phillies have an off day today. Tomorrow, guess who comes to town? We'll get into that in just a second. Look ahead to the rest of the week of baseball coming up. It's James Seltzer. It's Phillies Today. Don't go anywhere. We are back. It is Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Monday, April the 23rd, as we come off again a fun weekend of Phillies baseball as the Phillies beat the Pirates four straight if you go back to Thursday as they sweep the series here in Philadelphia, start this homestand 4-0. Big time homestand coming up here is six. The next six games are important. An off day today, which is good for this team. Give them a chance to rest and recoup after the 11-inning game yesterday. But then next after that Tuesday, it really gets going as the Arizona Diamondbacks are coming to town. The Diamondbacks sitting at 15-6, one game better than the Phillies, but that one game is enough to have the best record in the National League as huge, huge matchups coming up. We'll talk about it more tomorrow as well, but as of now, it does look like the pitching matchups will shake out with Vincent Velasquez taking on Robbie Ray tomorrow. Velasquez has looked so good so far this season, at least in his last two starts, so we'll see if that can continue against a much more patient, much better lineup in Arizona than they've faced so far this season. Robbie Ray, guy coming off a career year, had the best year of his career. Last year has been less good so far this season, but certainly has the stuff. Very similar kind of to Velasquez, except that he has had more major. I mean, his season last year in the majors is better than any full season Vinny's ever had. But Robbie Ray, similar in the sense that a guy with all the stuff in the world has a problem with walking too many guys and, you know, needs to trust his stuff and really be confident. Robbie Ray, similar to Velasquez. Wednesday, how about this? When was the last time we had to say this to the Philly? It's been since the Doc was here, but or Cliff Lee started a game or whatever. But on Wednesday, we will get to see a battle of Cy Young winners as Jake Arrieta will take on Zach Greinke. That should be a blast down at Citizens Bank Park. Certainly worth heading out for that one. And then Thursday, a day game matchup is Ben Lively taking on Matt Koch, a youngster right-hander for the Diamondbacks. That's a real chance there for the Phillies to take an opportunity there as Lively has been better than Koch so far this season. We'll see how that goes. And then the weekend, the Braves coming into town. Nice to get the Braves back in this building as we've had more than enough so far of the new stadium in Atlanta, as that has not been a fun place to play so far this season. But again, this is a huge matchup this week here between the Diamondbacks. Look, it's two of the Phillies have the third best record in the National League right now. The Diamondbacks have the best, and a game separates them. This is a big time matchup early in the season. And the Diamondbacks are a good baseball team. Robbie Ray's a good pitcher, and Zach Greinke's obviously a good pitcher, and the lineup is stacked. I mean, Paul Goldschmidt is the best player the Phillies have faced so far this season. A.J. Pollock is off to a monster start to the season. He's another terrific hitter. David Peralta's played really well for them. Chris Owings has been doing a nice job. And Nick Ahmed, I mean, they're a pretty stacked baseball team that's played really well so far. And again, Paul Goldschmidt, you know, Ketel Marte is a nice player at shortstop. They've got some talent. And really, when you look at Goldschmidt and A.J. Pollock in the middle of the lineup, those two guys, two of the best players the Phillies have faced so far this season, certainly two of the best hitters. It's going to be a real matchup here as the Diamondbacks, of course, coming off making the playoffs last season, off to a ferocious start to this season as they just keep winning baseball games, winning again yesterday 4-2. Luckily, I wouldn't have said this before if you had said, oh, yeah, hey, the Diamondbacks are coming down. Who do you not want to face? Patrick Corbin wouldn't have been my first answer, but Patrick Corbin luckily pitches yesterday. The Phillies will not have to face him as Patrick Corbin has been the ace so far this season for the Diamondbacks. Also, if they pick the Cy Young winner in the National League after four starts, Patrick Corbin's your guy. So he has just been outstanding, almost threw a no-hitter a couple starts ago, 11 strikeouts yesterday in their win over the Padres. He has been lights out. Luckily, the Phillies will miss him, but again, still a tough road a hoe with Robbie Ray. Zach Greinke taking them in the first two. Arrieta Greinke, it's really going to be a fun match, and we'll dive more into that as it comes up on Wednesday. But, you know, especially coming off what we just saw from Jake Arrieta and seeing how that dude, when he can, you know, reach that peak level, that Cy Young Jake Arrieta guy that was there in 2015, and we have seen flashes of it other times, he's just so much fun to watch. I mean, his ball just dances all over the place and drops out of nowhere, and it is really fun to watch that guy pitch. And look, Greinke's the same way. If Greinke's locked in, that really could be a really fun early season pitching matchup between two guys who really know how to how to do their craft, and could be a fun one. And just in general, just a massive, massive series, especially with Atlanta coming in on the heels. Atlanta playing good baseball so far, sitting at 12-8 at the moment. They will be coming in their first trip here. We've already spent, again, more than enough time in Atlanta. It'll be nice to have the Braves come here, see if some of that mojo rubs off the other way, as maybe we can get them to have some struggles in our building. But big week of baseball for the Phillies. And again, it's just, I think my biggest takeaway after watching this team over the weekend and really all season long is, and maybe it's also just because we're coming off the rough years we've had of late, but man, this is a fun team to watch. It's a fun team to root for. They're a bunch of likable guys. They play so hard every game. And look, you know, seeing them gut out these tough, fun wins, winning in extra innings consistently, walk-off wins, all that is the type of stuff that really, A, builds character in a clubhouse and also endears you to a fan base. I mean, everyone I talk to is excited about the Philadelphia Phillies for the first time in a while, and they should be. It's a bunch of fun guys and a bunch of talented guys and young guys. I mean, these are guys we're going to be able to root for a long time to come. Rhys Hoskins, couple homers over the weekend. All that guy does is get on base. He steals bases now. He's done a nice job in left field. Scott Kingery, still adjusting to the majors, but has already shown that he can come through in clutch spots. Aaron Altair was the big guy with the big hit yesterday, and it seems like every night someone else is doing something special. Cesar Hernandez, I've talked so much on this show about how much I underrated that guy. He is such a professional, good hitter who gets on base just with a frightening amount of consistency. And then Odubel Herrera is locked in on both sides from offensively to defensively. He just makes highlight reel play after highlight reel play and almost makes it look easy. And then on the offensive perspective, he's just locked in and crushing the ball and consistently getting on base as well. And then, you know, like the play right before from the first game of the Pirates series Thursday night that we talked about, where Cesar Hernandez hits the lazy single in the center field and bases loaded, and J.P. Crawford running on the ball off the bat, motors his way all the way around the bases and scores because Starling Marte is somewhat lackadaisical with the ball and throws it in the infield, and they turn to throw it. It's not in time, and it just felt like so emblematic of what we've seen from this team so far. It's just the fight and the aggressiveness. And you know, that I think that you got to give Gabe Kapler a little bit of the credit for that. You know, I think that he's instilling a certain type of mentality, especially you're seeing it on the base paths. They're aggressive. You saw it again yesterday. They take extra bases. They make teams sweat on the base paths. They work counts. They're just a really well-coached baseball team, and they're playing really well together. And again, the pitching has been outstanding, which is the greatest shock of it all. But again, the bullpen lights out from start to finish every night. It's so funny too, because it seemed like the bullpen was the big cause of all the issues at Kapler and all that stuff. And now it's been locked down. The bullpen is money in the bank. It feels like every night if a reliever gives up a run, I'm surprised by it. That's the point we're at with this bullpen. And then the same with the starting rotation. I didn't think that a month into the season I'd feel supreme confidence in Nick Pivetta every time he goes out there, but at the moment I do. And everyone's going to go through struggles as a young team without the experience of a 162-game grind. But look, right now, we talked about how they had a real chance to get off to a really good start with the way the schedule shook out, and they've taken advantage of it. Even after a rough first week, they've still found a way to take advantage of it. This week coming up is going to be huge. It is a monster week. Arizona coming to town, sitting at 15-6. First real legitimate test this Phillies team has faced this season, and they've taken advantage. They're at 14-7. Now's the time where they can really, you know, kind of put their face, put their stamp on the season, be like, all right, we're here. Let's roll, at least on a bigger scale. Either way, I think from what we've seen, we know this is going to be a fun, exciting team to watch, and they're going to give it what they got, all they got every night. That's all you can ask for, and that's exciting. So, all right, enjoy the off day today. I think the Phillies need it. We all need it. It'll be great to get back to it tomorrow. Revel in the 14-7 record. Tomorrow we get back to it. We'll be here to talk about a huge monster series coming up with the Arizona Diamondbacks. So thank you for listening to Phillies Today. Keep it here. We got you covered all day long right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.